Well, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for Citizens Climate University this Thursday evening. We are really, really excited and happy to be presenting something this evening that we think is going to really help you put into words and really help people get a sense of, you know, what carbon fee and dividend this policy is going to do for individuals. And also as a tool to be able to demonstrate this with your members of Congress and do all those types of really cool things. So we're really excited to demonstrate it. Rick Knight's going to do that in just a moment. For those of you who don't know Rick, he's a longtime CCLer, retired, a very smart guy. And he also is now serving as Citizens Climate Education's research coordinator. So he's working with Danny to do a lot of the research type task and work on studies that Danny's done in the past, and Rick's really helping out and really doing just fantastic work. And Rick's been an integral part of this project, and we're so glad to have his leadership. He's also a group leader, state coordinator, you know, all those kinds of fun things. So Rick's in deep with CCL. We can skip over me. That's me, Ricky Bradley. I'm an IT director here for Citizens Climate Lobby. Let's talk about the learning goals for tonight. So after tonight's lesson, you guys should be able to know how to use the carbon fee and dividend calculator, this online tool, or know where to get help if you need help, because there's a lot to it, and I'm sure everyone's going to have questions after. You'll be able to hopefully explain the calculator to other CCL volunteers and other interested parties. So we talked about, you know, maybe a member of Congress or their staff. And you're going to learn some of the key talking points about the significance of the calculator and really, I think, how it ties into the household impact study. In our agenda tonight, we'll go over what is the carbon fee and dividend calculator. Rick's going to show you how you get to it, where you access it. It's going to tell you, you know, show you how to use it and how to explain it. What do the results mean, which is, I think, the most important part. And really talk about how we can make the most of this. You know, again, this is one of those things that Danny talks about all the time. The most important tool we have in our tool belt is how a policy will impact a district or a person. And that's just such valuable information. And so that's how we make the best use of this. And so Rick will talk about that as well.
First on the agenda, what is the carbon fee and dividend calculator? Well, it's an online tool to calculate the financial impact of the first year of carbon fee and dividend on your household or anyone's. This means what will be the estimated bottom line result, plus or minus, when comparing dividends that family receives against the carbon footprint costs passed down to them as consumers. This tool is based on the data and methods used in the household impact study, but it zooms in on a particular household that the user can describe. Who built the calculator? CCL's wonderful IT development team, with Ricky Bradley supervising tireless work by CCL volunteers Elena Coppa and Brian Hermson. Contributions also from Marketing Director Leslie Beatty and myself, and it was all done in collaboration with Kevin Ummel, the author of the Household Impact Study, making sure his databases were being used and interpreted properly. Those databases are the best way to estimate a household's carbon footprint. So that carbon footprint, where is it? Those of you who have seen Jerry Hinkle's or Danny Richter's webinars on the Household Impact Study may remember this graph, which is a breakdown of carbon costs by quintile and by expenditure category, which means direct energy costs like gasoline and utility bills, these blue bars. Most Americans are cognizant of these, but also the indirect energy costs that are hidden inside all the goods and services that we buy. For example, shelter, healthcare, other transport like planes and trains, the energy embedded in our food and drink, depending on our diet, and a whole grab bag of other categories. Now, these indirect expenditures usually account for more of our carbon footprint than direct energy use does. And the calculator uses Kevin's model to account for all of these things, so they are included in the results. Now, the tool is going to tell us the truth, whether the results are positive or negative, and I'll talk later about how to deal with that Let's go to the tool and see how it works. If you go to CCL's homepage and you find our climate solution and click, it'll take you there. So let's do that. So as I said, if you click on our climate solution up here, and then the basics of carbon fee and dividend, it takes you to this page, which most of you are familiar with. And if you scroll down a bit, on the right-hand side here, you see calculate the impact of carbon fee and dividend on your budget. Click that button. Here's the opening page of the carbon fee and dividend calculator. It says to tell us a little bit about your U.S. household, because this only works in the U.S. right now. And you get a personalized estimate of the impact on your budget. There's a little reminder at the bottom for those who are not familiar with the carbon fee and dividend about what it's about. It's for that first year of $15 a ton. So to get started, you click on the button, Get Started. Now here's the second screen. It says, tell us a little bit about your household. I want to make a note that CCL does not store any of these data anywhere, so your personal information will not be archived anywhere. So I just want to make sure you know there's a little disclaimer about that. So I'm going to take you through the use of the tool with my own household. So my wife and I live in Brookfield, Illinois, and I'll put in the data that corresponds to our household. I'm going to also note that there are some helpful little pop-ups with each data entry. For example, under the How Many Adults entry, you see the text explain this, and if you click on it, it opens up a pop-out window that gives you a little more background about why this information is needed. Well, let me go to that first box and select two adults, Rick and Debbie. How many minors live in your home? We don't have any children living at home right now, so we stay with zero. Household income, it defaults to $55,000, so let's say $60,000 for this household. You just grab this slider bar and move it up to the number that you want to use. I also want to point out that there is a link in each of these pages to our FAQ, which opens up in a separate tab. And I'm going to click on that right now just to let you see what it looks like. We try to give the user a little more detailed background about how it works, and then try to answer some common questions about unusual situations, like what if you have a lot of air travel? What if you put solar panels on your home? And we even have a table here so you can calculate how different types of expenditures could impact your carbon footprint and thus impact your numbers in the calculator. But let me go back to the calculator now. Okay, so once you've input these first three data points, you click Next. The next screen asks for your zip code, and you have to type that into the box here. Ours is 60513. You enter the number, you can hit Tab to go to the next entry. What type of home do you live in? Well, my wife and I live in a standalone house, but there are other selections here, apartment or condo, townhouse, duplex, other attached housing, or other. We'll stick with the default. How many vehicles does your household own? Well, we have two cars, and you can see you can select numbers from 1 to 5+. And finally, what kind of fuel is used most to heat your home? We have natural gas here, but there are other choices, electricity, LPG or propane, heating oil, other or none. And when you get that data put in, you click Next. A little calculation takes place. So those are the seven important data entry points, and now you have the opportunity to fine-tune the results a little bit. If you have your data for monthly expenditures on gasoline, electricity, or your heating fuel, you can put them in here and get a little more accuracy to the results. These are the numbers that the calculator and or the database and the model behind it estimates for a typical household with the characteristics that I just put in. So I'll jump down to show results just to show you what we get by using the default numbers. Okay, we show results, and here's the results screen. Our monthly after-tax household dividend is $53. but our monthly cost due to the carbon fee is $55. So we're $2 to the negative side. Actually, right around the break-even point, there is a uncertainty limit, which we talk about in the FAQ, which is about plus or minus $17 a month. So for all practical purposes, we've broken even. However, in our case, we actually have some changes we can make. I have a plug-in vehicle, and my wife doesn't drive that much, so our gasoline expenditures are actually much lower. You can either grab the slide bar, or you can type the number into the box here, which I'll do. So $72 a month is about what we spend on gasoline. Our average monthly electricity bill is right around the predicted number of $88. Our natural gas expenditure, for various reasons, is much lower, so it's around $55. So I'll just drag the slider down to that number, and there you have it. Now, if I scroll back down to the results screen, quite a different result. The monthly cost due to the carbon fee is only $41. So we should net about $12 a month, plus or minus 17. That's a much better result. A couple other things you can see on this screen. There's a button to start over if you want to enter a new household. There's, again, another link to the FAQ. You can learn more about the carbon fee and dividend. You can even join Citizens Climate Lobby if you haven't yet. And this last line, there's an icon to print. So you can click the print icon, and it will open up a very simple one-page printout. Because remember, we don't store this data anywhere. So if you want to keep that information, you have to use the print icon. And then finally, there's some links to put the calculator homepage on Facebook, Twitter, or an email account. That's the run through of the calculator. I'm going to go back to my slides now. All right, now we're going to have a little fun by going through some case studies of fictitious households that cover a range of characteristics. I've done a bunch of these just in the course of thinking about how to use the calculator, and I'll show you one in detail, another more briefly, and then just a quick overview of a couple others. So, first we have the Nowicki family, a middle-class 30-something couple with three young kids. They live in Arlington Heights, a suburb northwest of Chicago. Chuck Nowicki is an electrician. He works for a contractor, and his wife, Mary, is a stay-at-home mom, at least until the kids get a little older. Their family income is $62,000. Their home is a modest gas-heated brick bungalow, and they have two vehicles. Chuck drives a 2010 Ford pickup that he also uses for work, and Mary drives a 2011 minivan. So let's run their numbers. You go to the start screen and you click get started, as we just did. And here's the first set of inputs. Two adults, three kids, household income of $62,000. We click next, put in the zip code. They live in a standalone house. They have two vehicles and they heat with natural gas. So next. That takes us to the slider screen, where you can adjust the family's direct energy costs like I showed you. Now the Nowickis, because of Chuck's pickup truck, their gasoline bill is a little bit more than the $300 that the model estimates, about $360 a month. But on the other hand, they're pretty good with electricity because Mary is strict about turning off lights and Chuck's gotten some good deals on Energy Star appliances. So their electric bills average about $92. As for heating, they could use some more efficient windows, and their insulation is old, so their heating bills run a little high at $102 compared to $93 from the model. So let's adjust these. Then we click Show Results. And here's the final screen. The Nowickis get $80 in dividends, and their carbon costs will be about $73. So they come out $7 to the plus side each month. Or put into a more narrative form, their $7 bottom line should add up to $84 in that first year. Now I want to mention that the household impact study and the calculator don't technically project any numbers beyond year one. But if the carbon fee does go up $10 each year, the carbon costs and the dividends should both grow in the same proportion, two-thirds of whatever they are in year one. And of course, there are complications like changes in tax laws, changes in the energy mix. But in the near term, this should be fairly predictive. So in this case, two-thirds of $84 is $56. So their net benefit should grow by that amount, even if they don't make any lifestyle changes. But if they should decide to invest some of that money in, say, some new triple pane windows, they should be able to make back that cost with what they save in heating bills and do it a lot faster than they would without the carbon dividend. Chuck has also heard that Ford's planning to start selling a hybrid pickup, which he wouldn't have considered before. But now his buddies won't make fun of him if it's about saving money. So now let's look at another different household. Meet the Triplett family in Birmingham, Alabama. Betty is 40 years old. Her husband passed away a few years ago, leaving her with two kids, now 19-year-old Ricky and 12-year-old Sheila. Both Betty and Ricky work at relatively low-income jobs. Their family income is just $26,000. They live in a rental apartment near downtown where they pay their own utilities. They have one car, a 16-year-old Jeep that Ricky drives. He usually drops his mom off at work, but sometimes she takes a bus. I won't go through all the screens, but just jump ahead to get to the results. Their gasoline costs are below average. They spend about $120 a month without much in the way of appliances and only two small window air conditioners. Their electric bills average $97, which is less than the predicted $110. But in their old drafty apartment, their heating bills are a little high, averaging out to $38 a month, which is about $5 higher than the model prediction. So the bottom line, the Triplett's dividends total $71, but remember, Ricky gets an adult dividend just like his mom. Their carbon fee only adds up to $38, so they come out $35 ahead each month. That $420 for the year adds over a percent and a half to their income, and it should grow, as I explained before, by two-thirds of that amount in succeeding years. So, sounds like it's time to look for a nicer apartment. Maybe Ricky can cut back his hours and get himself enrolled at the community college for a chance to get ahead. So I got a bunch of these other case studies with widely varying life stories. Here's three more. George and Irma Waters are a retired farm couple living on Social Security in small town Nebraska. They come out $12 ahead each month, enough to pay for a movie or something. Maria Gonzalez is an elderly widow living in a retirement home in Florida. She gets a benefit of $7 a month, which will help out a bit at Christmas time. And Howard and Shelley Glass are a young couple living in Manhattan with their new baby girl. Howard works in finance. Shelley's just out of law school. So even with their high incomes, though, they do well under carbon fee and dividend, largely because they have no car and New York has good public transportation, and they also have a green electricity grid. So they net $18 a month. So you can see that stories like this, when they're built around people with names, faces, and life stories, might work better than just the abstractions of the household impact study or other studies that we use to back up our policy. So I think this is a good way to think of how to use the calculator. Now, I should say something, which I did promise to do, about how to handle a negative benefit, which could be, shall we say, awkward. Of course, some households will come out on the red side of the ledger. So if you take someone through the screens and they end up with a net benefit that's a minus number, how do you handle that? One way is what some social scientists call inoculation, which means mention it up front before running the calculator that not everyone wins. It all depends on your actual energy habits. Be honest, because that's the CCL way. Emphasize that these are predictions based on how typical households behave, but no one is compelling you to drive, eat, or shop like the typical household. Nor is anyone compelling you to give up anything you don't want to. You still make your own personal choices. And finally, the dollar value of defeating climate change, mobilizing innovation to drive down greenhouse gas emissions, doesn't show up in the calculator, but it's real, and it's real for everyone. So, are you ready to take the calculator for a test drive? Of course you are, just like Mark and Marshall here. Check it out yourself. Naturally, you'll want to run a case for your own household, but also experiment to see how it responds to changes in inputs like gasoline or utility costs. Compare results with other members of your chapter when they try it out. Then think about how it could be used in various situations, like a tabling event or presentation, or in a lobby meeting, meeting with an editorial board, in grassroots meetings like a community group, or grass tops meetings like a business owner, pastor of a church, or a local government official. So that's where I'll stop and open it up for questions.
All right. Thank you, Rick, and appreciate all that. And definitely the scenarios, it really helps bring it to life. So I appreciate all the time and effort you put into this. So that wraps up the lesson tonight. Again, the web URL, in case you just want to find it, is just our main website /calculator. We made that really easy, so hopefully you'll be able to find that real simply. I just want to, again, I was say thanks to Elena, was instrumental in helping us develop the user interface and what that looks like and how it works. You know, the nice scrolling and the ability to pop back and forth between screens, the layout, it was really a tremendous amount of work on her part. She's a volunteer in Blacksburg, Virginia. And we also have Brian Hermson, who was the developer who wrote, really did all the code for the calculator and spent lots of time on it. So definitely if you see those two at a conference or you want to drop them an email, certainly send them a kudos and thank you. And thanks to Rick, to Kevin Hummel, and to Danny. Everyone had a big hand. So thanks, everyone. You guys have a great evening. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Real great. Great lesson. Thanks.
Yeah, nice.